All right, well, I want to go ahead and get started. It's 9:30 and your time is definitely valuable. So good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're really excited that, you know, the program start date is really just about a month away. And, you know, I just want to start this morning by thanking you all for your support of this program. I just wanted to give you a quick update on bank numbers and sponsorship amounts. Before I turn it over to Kathy and Ann from Read to Them. But before I give that update, I just want to ask if there's any other banks on the line. I heard Chesapeake Bank is here, Fauquier Bank, First Bank and Trust, Bank of Botetourt. Did I miss any of the other banks on the line?
Jessica Hall with Farmers Bank.
Hey, Jessica. Great.
Hey.
Okay, wonderful. Well, if you don't mind, just putting your line on mute just for the first part of our call, because I know that Kathy and Ann are calling in from another location, and I just want to try to avoid any background noise for them. But like I said, just a quick update on where we are with sponsorship. We have 14 banks that have signed on as sponsors this year, which is awesome. I'm so excited about that. From the 14 banks, we've got more than $70,000 in sponsorship for this program, which is just incredible. And with the up to $15,000 from our VBA Education Foundation, we're over $86,000 in sponsorships for this program, you know, for schools all across the state, which is just, it's amazing. So I want to thank you all. I want to thank your banks for the support. And I'm very excited about the opportunities that I'm hoping that this is going to open up for your banks to have even more of an impact in your community. And my last total that I did were over 17,000 students that are being supported, students and staff members that are being supported from your contributions. So that's great. So I want to turn it over to Kathy and Ann from Read to Them. They are both just wonderful women, and you're going to hear a lot from them about all of the resources, but I want to thank them for their help and support over the last couple of months, you know, getting all of these sponsorships secured. But if Kathy and Ann, if y'all want to, you know, kind of talk through some of the resources and talk about the program for all of our banks on the line.
Okay, well, good morning, everyone, and my name is Kathy Plagman, and also we have Ann Curry here, and we have been working together at Read to Them on Virginia Reads One Book. We've been working together quite a while, and Virginia Reads One Book has been going on now for 3 years, and it is our great honor and pleasure to work with Monica at the VBA and also with all of you. So I heard on the line that we've got some old friends back from previous years, and thank you for your continued support, and so excited to bring on those of you all who are new this year, and we hope that you all be as pleased with the program as we have always been. So just to give you a little bit of an overview of what the schools are currently getting in the mail, how it's going for them right now, they are all getting their books. They're getting a copy of The Toothpaste Millionaire for every child in their school, and they're also getting free copies for all of their teachers, faculty, and staff. We want everyone reading the same book at the same time, so not just the children and their families, but the teachers, the staff, the office workers, the custodians, the bus drivers, the cafeteria folks, everybody. And that's what really makes it a community read. So they're getting all of those books. They're also getting posters to hang around school and around town. They're getting bookmarks to go with every book, and they are getting stickers to go on the books. So every child that participates statewide is going to get a little sticker on the book that says Virginia Reads One Book. But the students who are participating because of your generosity are getting a much larger sticker, on the book that proclaims your generosity and your support, so that when they take that home and their families see it and read it every day when they look at that book, they will know and be grateful to your bank for sponsoring them. So those are all in our office right now, and we're packing up all the boxes, and those are going to go out soon. And when those do go out, we will also be sending a box to you with some copies of the book, posters, bookmarks, stickers, that kind of thing, so that you can have it on display in your bank and in your branches, and you can tell all of your customers about this wonderful program. To that end, I would like to make sure that we have the right mailing address for each of you all and each branch that you would like to have some of these collateral materials in. So if at the end of the phone call, if everybody could just make sure that Monica or someone at Reach Them, either I or Ann, and I'm sure we've been copied in on emails with you all, have your proper mailing address and how many branches you'd like to have covered. That would really help us out to make sure that we have all of our materials there. So in addition to all of that, we send an electronic packet to the schools that has all of the related curriculum materials. So it starts out with opening assembly ideas, activities across the curriculum in all ways, language arts, math, science, art, music, PE, so that all of the faculty and staff can get involved during their school day. And then the crowning glory is our financial literacy materials, which are put together for us by the Virginia Council on Economic Education. And those dovetail in with all of the, as all of our resources do, with the Virginia SALs. So our hope is that this program not only is wonderful for the kids in the school to be a community building exercise, to boost their reading, but also to help the teachers and lift a little burden from them, not make it any more difficult for them to do what they need to do, but actually make it a little bit easier, that they can do all this in conjunction with what they were already doing. So that is all what is going to be the schools and to you all. And, oh, sorry, one more thing. There are a couple of video links that are in there. And one of those is to a place called Go Noodle, which is on the web. And if you've never heard of Go Noodle, don't feel bad because I hadn't either, but wonderful Anne, who taught nursery school and knows these things, knew about this place. So Go Noodle is a channel on YouTube, and they have some what they call talent called Blazer Fresh. And Blazer Fresh is these three ultra cool guys who rap about things school-wise and education-wise. And if you're of my vintage, you might think of Schoolhouse Rock as sort of the equivalent. Well, Anne approached the folks at Go Noodle about sharing their resources with us, and they were very generous about doing that. And so we have a link to their Celebrate video, which they've allowed us to tag our Virginia Reads One Book placards on either end of. So when the kids go to their opening assembly, they will be able to rap along with the Blazer Fresh guys and celebrate reading this book. So that's exciting. We also are going to have a video from the Washington Redskins, not a reading video, but just a rah-rah video. The kicker for the Washington Redskins has agreed to be our spokesperson this year, and he's going to put together a video that the schools can show at any time that's just a little boost to their excitement for the reading over time. And we're encouraging all the schools to put that Celebrate video together with a local celebrity to read aloud that first chapter so that it can be live in person at their assembly and a little more engaging for them. So that's all of that. So they start out with an assembly, kick off, everyone gets the book. They get the sticker is going to be on the outside with your logo on it. They're going to take that home to their families along with a reading schedule and an explanatory letter so that the folks at home are going to understand exactly what's going on, and they're going to have that reading schedule so they'll know the importance of participating and also exactly how to participate and make sure that their child is up to date every day when they get to school. When they do get to school every morning, there's a trivia question that is read aloud on the loudspeaker, and that's the real driver for these kids. They get so excited about being able to answer that trivia question, and it's about the chapter that they were to have read the night before at home. We realize that some of the kids are not going to have anyone at home to read to them for multiple reasons. Some of these families just are not going to be able to participate, and frankly, that is not a deterrent to us. In fact, that's our encouragement. That's why we're here, and that's why we're doing what we're doing. So we recognize that we're working to overcome it, but we're also working to fill in that gap. So we encourage schools to have volunteer readers that can come in during the day and read to either individuals or groups of children who may not have had that chapter read to them the night before. We also encourage them, if they would like, to have the chapters on video or audio, and they can upload those to their school websites, and the children, if they have access to that, or the families, can access that and read it that way. Some of the families aren't able to read because of time constraints or lack of involvement, that kind of thing. But there are also families who either cannot read or cannot read in English. And so this serves as a good way to connect to those audio and video feeds that they're able to read, look at the book, sit down with it together, turn the pages, follow along. But they have that little boost of having someone read it to them. this is where you all might want to come in. There are lots of ways that you all can be involved in the school. One of those is coming to the opening assembly and helping out with the excitement there and with passing out the books. And we've seen lots of people get creative with that. And years ago, when we had the lemonade war, the folks at Chesapeake handed out lemonade and cookies to the kids at their lunchtime. So that's a fun way that you can participate and get some face time with the kids. Of course, you can arrange individually with the administration at the schools that you're sponsoring to go in and teach some of those financial literacy lessons if that suits you. Also, you can go in and serve as a guest reader at any point that's mutually convenient for you and the school. So there are lots of ways, and banks take it from A to Z. Some banks get very, very involved, and some banks just let the schools take off and enjoy that sponsorship. So I think that's about all. Anne, am I leaving anything out? It takes about 3 weeks. We'll send you all everything. And all that is in the packet that Monica sent you, all the resources. So the reading schedule, and you all will have books that you can read along if you would like, night by night.
So, sounds good. Cernie, anything that you feel like you need to know more about? The actual program?
Yeah, I was just on. This is not. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to add that the book this year is not available in Spanish, but we do have resources available in Spanish. So the family, the letter home, and the reading schedule, and those kind of things for the parents can be sent home in Spanish, and also selected trivia questions are available in Spanish. So those children that are more proficient in Spanish than English can participate that way.
Great. That's great. So I was going to just, and Kathy, definitely clarify this or make sure that I'm saying this right. The official kickoff date is scheduled for March the 6th. That's correct, right?
Yes.
Okay. And for some of your schools, and this is definitely something that you obviously want this to be one of your first questions when you're chatting with your school partners is, confirming what they're thinking as far as the kickoff date. March the 6th is just the day that Read to Them will be saying, it's the official kickoff. But I know I've talked with some of the schools. Some of them are going to wait till, because March the 6th is a Friday. Some of them are going to wait till that next week. The 9th, March the 9th, and started on a Monday. I've even spoken with one of the schools that the foundation is sponsoring, and they're actually going to do their program later in March and into April because of some testing conflict. So definitely, make sure that you have a clear picture of when the school is actually thinking about participating in this program. But March the 6th is, generally when we're expecting schools to start. To start with chapter one. Any other questions for Kathy or Anne from Read to Them about, the specific resources that the schools are receiving? Great. Well, Kathy and Anne, thank you so much, and thank you for all of your effort in putting all those resources together. They look really, really great. So I was just going to go into just a couple of things about, just more logistical things. I've been sending y'all some regular updates, and in those updates I've been linking to the bank sponsor resource page. So I'm hoping that all of you all have that bookmark. That's going to be the resource page that looks like you're actually on the VBA website. So there's a lot of blue on that page. And on that page, I'm actually working on pulling out the resources from the link that the school received that I think are most relevant to the banks. I decided to do that this year just so you all didn't have to sift through all of the things that the school is receiving. I'm just kind of pulling out, some of the more popular things that I think you all will actually use and actually need to get to quickly. So if you're on that resource page, you'll notice that I have it broken into like a program overview and timeline and ways that your bank can be involved. And then the third button there is the templates and resources for bankers. So under that button, you're going to notice that I have the resources broken out into like before the program begins, during the program, and then after the program is finished. And that's where I'm going to be making sure that I've pulled, you know, from the resources that the schools received and put them there for you. So that's kind of like your one-stop shop for everything that you're going to need, you know, while you're planning through all the way to the end of the program. So I'm hoping that's going to make things easier this year and just kind of keep it in one central location. As far as communicating with the schools, if you have not already been in contact, I would definitely reach out now, especially since the schools have, for the most part, probably received their books already. They're going to be receiving all of those other resources that Kathy just mentioned, and they all received the link to the resources earlier this week. So they have access to everything now. So if you haven't reached out, this would be a great time to do it. If you reached out a couple of weeks ago, this would be a great time to follow up. And, you know, if you would like me to do that initial outreach, I did that for a number of you a couple of weeks ago, but I'm happy to follow up with anyone if you haven't heard back. Or, you know, I'm happy to stay involved and stay in the loop however you need me to, you know, because I'm happy to just support y'all and, you know, make sure everything gets planned in place. So, okay, let's see. So I talked about the website. The lesson plans that Kathy mentioned from the Virginia Council on Economic Education, those are actually going to be, they're going to go live on Monday, the 10th. Kathy, that's right, right?
That is right. We had to do a special link for it. We need a special person to help us with that part.
Perfect. Okay, so on Monday the 10th, those lesson plans will go live. That will be just a link, and I'll include that link on our resource webpage. And Anne, is it correct that they'll just have to enter in their email address to get access to those lesson plans once they click on the link?
So, yes, it's going to ask for a school name. You can just type in your bank's name, and that will be fine.
Okay.
Perfect. So all it asks you is your email address, your name, and then your school's name. Just type in the bank.
Okay. That sounds good. I'll be sure to put that on there. Okay.
It's not a firewall. You need a password, or you need to be verified. We're just looking to see who's actually accessing it. We want to make sure that the schools really are going there, and if they're not, to make sure that we do a better job of directing them there. So that's the reason we want to know who's going. There's no, you won't get locked out.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea just for tracking purposes. And like Kathy and Ann said, these are great lessons that are developed by the council. They, you know, correlate with the Virginia SOLs. So if your bank is interested in, you know, going in and making financial literacy presentations, if you are looking for something fresh and different, that's a great spot to look, because they're going to go along with the book theme as well. So really great resource there. So like I said, just make sure that you're in those initial communications with the schools. Make sure that you figure out, you know, what kind of reading schedule they're following. Some of the chapters in the book are pretty quick, so some of the schools might be doing two chapters a day versus one. So just make sure you have those conversations so you know, kind of a good idea of a start and end date. And then just some other ideas I wanted to throw out just from the past couple of years that we've been doing this. Don't forget about, with some of your schools, you know, they've got a really strong PTA presence, so I've seen some great PTA involvement, especially at the kickoff assemblies and like the culminating assemblies. PTA, that's a great resource for some of these schools to use for a program like this, especially since it's school-wide. Definitely a great idea, like Kathy said, for your bank to be present at the kickoff assemblies. I know that banks that have participated in the past, this is just great. FaceTime, you can be there to help pass out the book. Good recognition for your bank. And, you know, since the Redskins aren't reading the first chapter this year, you know, the local celebrity, that is like a perfect opportunity for your banker to be that celebrity, or your bankers to be those celebrities and be in the schools and reading the chapters. So I think that, you know, pulling back on the Redskins thing, I think just opens up more opportunities for you all to be in the pool. Since the, you know, book is The Toothpaste Millionaire, I don't even know if you can get little, like, bank-branded toothbrushes or something, but I thought that would be a really cute giveaway for the students. Or if your bank is providing, like, prizes for the daily trivia questions, the prizes could be little bank-branded, like, toothbrushes or floss or, you know, whatever. But a lot of good dental hygiene connections with this book. And Kathy had mentioned, you know, having recordings of the chapters being read. And I know that one of our banks last year had the idea of having different bankers videoed reading different chapters and providing those links to the schools. So that's a, you know, that's a great way for your bank to be involved, but not actually have to be at the school. You know, you can just do a very simple video of some of your bankers reading different chapters of the book. So that's another way that you guys could, you know, just support the school. Definitely being guest readers, going in and actually reading to the students or having the students read to you. A lot of the schools love that approach because it gets the kids reading aloud and just good practice, especially for the younger guys. And some of our banks, you know, if you've already got youth savings programs developed or established at your bank, you know, this is a great way to promote that. You know, even if you gave them all like a little voucher, you know, if you bring in your copy of The Toothpaste Millionaire to your local branch and open up, you know, a youth savings account, the voucher might be worth, you know, your first dollar or $5 or whatever in your youth savings account. So don't forget to, you know, tie this back into getting the students into the bank and, you know, starting those bank accounts, not only for them, but also their parents. Because in a lot of these, you know, communities and with these Title I schools, a lot of the parents, you know, they're unbanked. So, you know, definitely hold on to those opportunities and, you know, think about that throughout the 3 weeks. Let's see. Oh, and also, many of your banks participate in Teach Children to Save. That this year is April the 24th. So with this program being in March, Teach Children to Save is like a perfect next step for you all to go back to the school. So don't forget to mention that when you're chatting with the schools and planning. Say, you know, we don't want this to be the last time that we, you know, support your students. We would love to come back in April and do more financial literacy presentations with all the great things that you guys do with Teach Children to Save. So I'm hoping that will open the doors for you all to keep going back into the schools and making the presentations. And then the last thing I wanted to mention is Kathy, Ann, and I are working on finalizing the customizable press release for you all to use. So we'll be sending press release from the VBA to our media contacts. Kathy and Ann, are you all planning to do one from Read to Them this year?
Yes, we will. That will go out to local, it will be on our website, I think under our media resource site, and it's in our packet, is it not? Don't we have a press release, Ann?
I'm going to make sure it's in the packet if it's not there already. It should be already in there.
Generally it's in there, so I hate to say yes now, but it's we put one in all of our packets, so if it's not in there, we will make sure that. And then we get great... wonderful covers. There are those lovely newspapers out there that will print it literally verbatim, except they will call you at the bank and ask you for some quotes, and they'll call the school and they'll dress it up. And the local newspapers especially do a really great job of shooting that horn. We really appreciate
that. Yeah, we'll definitely get some media pickup with that. But also on your bank's social media, you know, definitely don't forget to tag VA Bankers, but also the Read to Them hashtags, and I'll be sure to send those out in our follow-up email. Just, you know, definitely don't forget about just tagging everything and making sure that the exposure is there, because the pictures are always so great with this program, and it's a wonderful thing in the community that you all are doing. So the press, they really love it. But I think that that was all I wanted to share this morning. What questions do folks on the line have, or does anyone have any ideas that they want to share that has worked in previous years, or anything that you're thinking about doing for next month's program?
You actually gave us a great idea to do the toothbrushes. I forgot the name of the book, and when you mentioned it again, so right now we're looking at toothbrushes, but probably along the lines of toothbrushes or hygiene care to go along with the book, and that I think that captured all the kids really well. Thank you for that.
Oh, yeah.
Idea.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, even the little, like, travel toothbrushes, you know, that have the little cover. Those might be
right.
Cute, too.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Sure.
Monica, should we have received samples like we did last year of the book and the materials?
So Kathy, earlier in the call, and I'll send this out too in the follow-up, she just wants to confirm everyone's mailing address because she's got all of those resources at the office right now and they're packaging them up. So is this Jane? Was that Jane?
Yes.
Jane, I'll just email everyone right after our call and just get you all to send me your the best mailing shipping address so that Kathy can get all that to you.
Okay. While I've got you, is there a plan or any recommendations for social media with all of this? Or are you guys planning to do something that we may want to share?
Yes, absolutely. So we are... I'm going to be doing a lot of social stuff from the VBA accounts, and I'll probably stick to mainly Instagram and Facebook. And then the Read to Them has their own hashtags, and I'll be sure to send all of that out to the bankers in the follow-up email as well. And Jane, if it's helpful, I can definitely work on like some sample social media posts and things, kind of like I did for Bank Day. If you've seen that stuff, I'd be happy to work on some of those and some little images that your marketing folks can use on your social media. Would that be helpful?
Sure.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Okay.
I think it would be helpful with the continuity.
Yeah, for sure.
I like it because we'd have continuity throughout what's being posted.
Yes. Okay, I will definitely work on that. And I'll add all that to the banker resource page so you can get to it.
Monica, this is Nicole. On the bank addresses that you need, do you want just the addresses of the branches that are in the local market that we're working with? Did I understand that correctly?
Yeah, Kathy, is that what you would like?
Yes, absolutely. We just want to make sure that all the branches that are within the same footprint as the schools will have all the resources so that when those folks come in, they'll see that familiar title and poster at your bank. So, yes, wherever you would like them is basically the answer. Wherever you would like for them to be, we'll send them.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any other thoughts or questions? Okay, well, thank you for your time this morning, Ann and Kathy. Thank you so much again. I will send out a follow-up email later today, and I'll be sure to send out the link to the bank resource page in that with all the updated resources. But please let me know how I can help you during the next couple weeks as you're planning. And please, please, please keep me posted on your plans, days that you're going to be in the schools, being active with the students and the teachers and everything, because, if I can be there to visit, I will. And I'll also be busy visiting the schools that the foundation is sponsoring, too. So I'm very excited about this, and I appreciate you all's support of this program. So I hope you all have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you for reaching out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.